Hi everyone, welcome to the Unmissed podcast. Today's guest is Firuze, the founder of Growify Marketing. With a deep background in digital marketing strategy, Firuze helps businesses navigate the ever-changing marketing landscape through effective SEO, social media, paid advertising, and branding. At Growify Marketing, Firuze and her team specialize in building data driven strategies that drive growth and create lasting brand impact. Before we start today's conversation, here's something to think about. The marketing world is evolving faster than ever. With algorithms changing and ad costs rising and consumer behavior constantly shifting, businesses are faced with tough questions. Where should they invest their time and resources? Is the answer in SEO, social media, Google Ads, or building a powerful brand? According to a recent report, 76% of marketers say marketing has changed more in the past 3 years than in the previous 50, making it crucial to stay adaptable and ahead. Firuze is here with us today to unpack these challenges and share actionable insights to stay ahead. I'm your host, Chelsea Alves, and I'm excited to welcome Firuze to the podcast. Firuze, welcome.
Thank you, Chelsea. It's so much fun to be here, and thanks for inviting me.
Of course, really excited to get to know you better and dive into our questions for the audience today.
Yeah, why not? Let's go.
So to kick things off, can you just share a little bit more about your professional background and what inspired you to launch Growify Marketing?
Yeah, of course. I started marketing in 1997, kind of seeing all the ups and downs of digital marketing and internet. And it gives me a perspective. This ever-changing world keeps me fresh and helps me to get updated and learn and evolve, and fail and learn and evolve. So that's a really exciting journey for me. I founded 3 startups and finally I co-founded my marketing agency. And with this marketing agency, and we would like to, especially me, would like to share my previous experience in an agile and adaptable way under today's circumstances, which is a very shaky ground for so many of the marketers and companies, but there is always a way. So let's figure out what it is, perhaps together.
Yeah, I love that. And congratulations on starting 3 startups. That's an impressive feat. So you should be proud of yourself.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
So like you just alluded to, the marketing world feels more unpredictable than ever before. With so many moving parts, where do you think businesses should focus their efforts right now to survive and thrive?
Actually, it depends on the business. You know, for retail businesses, it's a different channel. For a SaaS company, it's a different channel. And also, it also depends on what they want to achieve. Is it going to be the branding that they want to establish a strong branding foundation and get to be known by people? Is it going to be like a, you know, some of the startups or software companies, or let's say nonprofits, before they do any action, they have to educate their audience and gather audiences. Whether your target is to educate and train people so that they can turn into your customers or donors, or for the retail industry, it's very specific. Then you have to evolve into whether eBay or Google Merchant Center, or have a really strong existence with your web presence. So it just all depends on. But of course, I know that this AI is just really changing everything and putting people under difficult circumstances. So, and the fact is, we don't have enough data about AI overviews, especially I'm talking about Google, because, you know, though the other Perplexity or ChatGPT search, they are mostly used for like research, you know, especially for ChatGPT, it's mostly used for research. I think it's 70% or something like that. I'm not quite sure about the number. So still, Google is our main area to go whenever it comes to AI overviews or search. And we don't have enough data, and that makes a slippery ground for us to really understand. But there are still things to be able to do. And to know that not one strategy or one marketing channel is to go, it's just actually embracing everything and focusing on different parts of the performance channels, depending on the time and circumstances. So it's a very general answer, but
yeah,
you can go deeper with your next questions, because I know that you have more, much deeper questions that I can also delve deeper.
Nope, I think you made a good point, because I think a lot of people think, you know, ChatGPT is like the new search engine and needs to be, you need to put a strong focus there and kind of like put Google to the side. But you're so right in that Google still dominates the search engine marketplace by like a landslide compared to its competitors. So you don't, you know, although AI is kind of revolutionizing the search landscape, it's not, you know, you still have to optimize for the main channel, which is Google.
Yeah, absolutely. And search engine optimization is, of course, changing, but the AI overviews kind of consolidating necessary, let's say, top search results in a way, and doesn't leave any room for a click to, let's say, top 10 search results or top one search result, just because you can see the answer immediately and you can see the resources on the side, but it depends on the audience, the user, whether it finds it valuable to go to check out that resource or not. And most of the time they are not. So then it comes to, the question comes to whether impressions are the most important metrics right now. Because mostly for, especially for the search engine optimization, we always look for, hey, how many people that we can send traffic to our website. And right now we cannot send it because we don't, you know, AI overviews does not allow us. Mm-hmm. But there comes the impressions. So impressions, whether it wasn't a valid metric before, but now it's in a way a valid metric because at least we can see that our a brand can be seen or mentioned for the in the consolidated answer. So that's what's happening. And I know that that's scary, but so that's why you cannot rely on one channel, especially a search engine or search engine optimization. You just have to find a way to evolve in every channel.
Yeah, I think that's such a good point. Even with my own clients, I've seen, I do a lot of like local search marketing, and a lot of them have been freaking out because they haven't been receiving as much engagement on their Google business profiles in terms of like clicks to website and clicks to driving directions. But it's, you kind of have to just check in with them and let them know like, hey, like you may be surfacing in AI overviews or people are finding the information they need about your business. And Google's providing them that information without, you know, customers having to click through anymore to see where you're located or find out your hours. So yeah, it's definitely a top of mind for a lot of marketers right now and a worry for a lot of people.
Yeah. And I think one of the channels, of course, Reddit is not always valid for the local businesses. It's a different beast in itself, but so many of the time, because of the, engagement of Google and Reddit, you know, their special agreement. Google trains its data mostly from Reddit, and not only Google trained its data, but also most of the time you will see lots of Reddit answers or Reddit codes or, you know, forum results as search engine results. So it feels like Reddit has leveled up its gameplay, and there's so many things are happening on Reddit. So perhaps Reddit is not actually perhaps for so many of the business, of course, I mean, for local, it's a different story, but other businesses, Reddit is a channel to go because you're not only showing up yourself on Reddit, but also your answer or your presence could be used at the Google search results as well. So it's a really worthwhile area to check out and to make a deep research on that.
Yeah, I love that you highlight that. I think for like any search result that's like has informational intent these days, a Reddit search result will pop up near the top of the search engine results pages now. So it's definitely important for brands to kind of, especially for Reddit, check out that, establish a presence on that micro community and be able to be the voice of reason there, because sometimes people can go wild making assumptions and claims about your business.
Forums are always tricky, but as long as you know, I want to give a story, talk about a story actually.
Yeah.
When I founded a company called AffMeter, which is an affiliate marketer dashboard where affiliate marketers can go and check out all their revenue and click statistics and their top performing merchants and low performing. So it's a analytics tool. So everything, I did not do any sort of paid marketing, but everything happened on a forum. And it was in the UK, so people talk about that. And I showed up at the channel, just, you know, whenever there is a problem or there's a question, I was there, I was kind. And then I created a community. And that community just really steered the AffMeter product forward. They are the ones who are the first comers and the first accepting, you know, ones in terms of using the software. Mm-hmm. And I learned the power of the forum. And in that sense, I also get some attacks as well. But, but that's okay. You know, you have to be brave enough and also you have to be polite enough to get through those times, because there is always a time that you can get attacked. But mm-hmm. for the Reddit, that's possible. But it's all about actually making a good vibration, you know, making a good community so that you can always show up yourself, talk about not only your product, but what you can give to people. Actually, the most important thing is to help people. So, you know, in my opinion, right now, it's not only the digital channels, but the events are such an important area to evolve. You know, the in-person events.
Yep.
Or I don't know, but it's difficult to do it on a webinar, but speed dating events, you know, or just a general, anything with regards to your industry or conventions, conferences, those are still so valid. So just you need to use it to your advantage and just, you know, not only the digital channel, but also in-person and offline channels are important.
Yeah, I think that's such a great area to highlight and an area a lot of people often forget about. It's the, you know, the power of in-person connection and, you know, whether it's, you know, hosting an event with your clients to show them, you know, new features or capabilities that your company has, or like you said, even just networking, it's so powerful to actually be in person and have that face-to-face conversation.
Yeah, absolutely.
So let's talk about ads, because paid advertising can be a really powerful growth lever, but the rising costs are a challenge for a lot of brands. What are some ways businesses can maximize ROI on Google Ads and other paid channels?
I think the story is the same. I don't think that there's too much change. Whatever happens, paid advertising is all about organized way of putting ads and finding the keywords and grouping the keywords. It's just, you know, Google wants to see everything is organized and have high quality landing pages, because it's the aim is always to help user to get best experience whenever they land on, and Google is just wants to facilitate this whether we like it or not. But so the story is again, I think, the same. I can't really help, you know, the rising cost, what we can do.
Yeah.
You know, hopefully in the future, we will have another competitor so that you can, it will help the cost a little bit down. But other than that, you know, organized way of putting keywords, grouping them, always checking out your bids, not leaving it to, you know, automatic bidding, even though it's a machine learning, you know, comes into play, and it, and their defense, you know, they do a better job, but still you have to be very vigilant about that, and always having a quality page, and also always testing your landing page and testing your ad creative. If it's a display ad, testing your images. I can't offer anything more than that, unfortunately. I wish I had anything in my arsenal, but.
Yeah, no, I think that's really good advice though. And I think that offers a lot of guidance and support for people. So I thought that was a great answer.
Thank you.
So we know, you know, ROI is, we just talked about it. It's super important to a lot of businesses,
yeah,
you know, to justify marketing spend and ensure you're focusing your efforts in the right area that drives growth for the business and sales ultimately.
Yeah.
So we know data is everywhere and it can be really overwhelming. What key metrics should businesses track across SEO, social media, and paid to measure success and be able to kind of share that with, you know, higher level executives to,
yeah,
show their maximizing marketing performance?
Yeah. For search engine optimization, you know, the traffic is a how much traffic you can forward to your website is again important. And I believe with the, you know, with the SEO driven traffic, when they come to the page, also click through rates are important. And, you know, we can't really, and the dwell time, you know, how much time people are spending on your web page, are they clicking on another page? So it's not a real metric, but the customer journey is also important to watch out. You know, any traffic that comes to your website, whether it's a social media, you know, through social media or SEO or paid search, you know, the, I think whatever happens, these are such important metrics. When it comes to paid search, of course, it's a click per, you know, cost per click. And again, click through rate. Once they landed on your website, you paid that money, whether people are really taking the action that you are asking for. So whether it's a lead gen or whether it's a sale, you know, so it's the conversion rate, what's happening. For the social media, it's again, it's a complicated thing. I'm not really a fan of, you know, followers maybe, but it,
yeah,
it all depends, because, you know, not every follower is related, you know, relevant actually to your cause or to your target market. Sometimes they just love to see what you post. They don't really have anything to do, you know, what you do, but they love what you post. So the likes, the followers, not really my go-to, or the engagement. Sometimes it's again because it's a kind of an area where people connect and talk, but sometimes those conversations go to very extreme points.
Yeah. Like
it happens in the forums. So yeah. I cannot, you know, see it that way. But whether people are clicking your link on the post or on the story or reels, whatever, they're going to the to your bio and clicking on the targeted link, that's, it's always click through.
Yeah.
Opinion. And after the click through, what kind of actions they are taking. And everything needs to be analyzed, you know, channel by channel. This is Facebook, and this is the click-through rate from Facebook. And this is how much, if it's a, let's say if it's a paid or if it's an organic, you just, you know, recognize that in different parts and then evaluate it differently. So I think click-through rate is, and also whether they take the action, those are the most important metrics. Me.
Yeah, it's like understanding the comprehensive customer journey from when they first discover your business to clicking through and evaluating you to post-purchase.
Yeah. Can I add one more thing? And also,
depending
on the channel, the customer journey might differ. So you should be very careful in analyzing how the consumer, the user acts in varying ways coming from different channels, and what are their intentions? So you can understand it. Oh yeah, from Facebook, people are coming just for seeing what's happening, but not taking action. So Facebook is not a valuable channel for me. And so then you don't, you know, put your efforts into using Facebook or Facebook ads, whatever. So it's not only metrics, but it's also comparison. Comparing different channels are important.
Yeah, definitely. Like, you don't necessarily need to show up on every single channel. It should be the channels that actually like drive tangible outcomes for your business.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's great advice. I want to bring the conversation back to AI, just because I know it's such a hot topic that a lot of people are interested right now. With AI reshaping digital marketing, how do you see automation and machine learning influencing strategies in the near future?
Yeah, so I see, you know, for AI, we have two ways. So one way is the AI, you know, search engine type of usage, like AI overviews by Google and ChatGPT search or Perplexity. So it's all about showing what we offer to our audience. The other part is, the automation part is, how fast and how productive we can use it to deliver the tasks. So, you know, there are immense potential when it comes to using AI for automation. You know, every day you can, and it also, it's important to listen to different podcasts like Unmissed or any other podcast that's, you know, following up the AI, SEO or marketing or social media to see what type of tools come to the market or how you can utilize different AI tools or ChatGPT, Gemini, Grok, Cloud. There are lots, you know, the list goes on like this. And automate your processes. Because, you know, the important part is also not only gain customers, but once you gain the customer, to understand what they are doing and how can I understand when the next time that same customer makes a move, how can I catch it? And so once I define and identify that customer moving in different directions or taking different actions, then I can really understand the value of that client or customer. And then I can offer solutions, customized solutions, depending on their needs and necessities. So, you know, in that sense, I see a great potential. And that's, you know, like the sky is the limit, I yeah. must say, because you can do a comprehensive competitive research. Almost every keyword, like SEMrush, Ahrefs, the Moz, they also have, they, you know, empowered their search tools with AI. So, you know, definitely that's a better playground right now. But it's just such an important thing to recognize and always learn about what's happening in the market, and also how can I add it to my tools or skill arsenal so that I can really deliver a good job for my clients.
Yeah, I think you're so right in stating how important it is for every marketer to fully understand the potential and use cases for artificial intelligence right yeah. now. And it's constantly evolving at the moment, since it is such a hot area and people keep developing different types of AI technology yeah. and there's constant updates. So yeah, I think that's great advice to, you know, keep educating yourself on yeah. those changes.
Yeah, I wish I can say a specific tool or a specific website to go and check out, but I can't, because everything is at the same time at the test period.
Yeah.
Everyone says different things. You know, one person says, expert says one thing, the other says, the, yeah. you know, not the opposite, but not in favor of their comment. And so this time is really about being vigilant and also having your critical thinking hat, and just, you know, also evaluating what matters for you, what matters for your clients.
Yeah. So, yep.
Yeah, there's no one specific answer, unfortunately.
So we've talked a lot about, you know, changes and adapting. So if a business is feeling stuck or overwhelmed right now by the constant changes in marketing, what's the first step they should take to regain momentum, or what would your advice be?
It's a very mental awareness situation in a way, because, you know, you can get one day you get, as you said, overwhelmed and disappointed, and you don't know what to do. Just the next day, wake up and change your shift, your mindset, and see it as a new day, and just look at what's out there. It's a research period at the same time. It's not something that you can fix it, you know, within one day, you know. I don't say that, oh, the next day things will be perfect or anything yeah. like that. But just, you know, the next day, I want people to just start their day with a fresh mindset that they can solve this problem, but also be aware that this is a process, not an overnight thing. So you say, beautifully, the use cases. So constantly look out blog posts, podcasts, just to see how people are using, in what way and under what circumstances, and try to find something for themselves. Because that's what I'm doing. I mean, there is no clear answer for anything. And you can, there is no, constant stream of clients. So you have to create, you have to be creative, and you have to find the clients. So one of the things is, you know, a good thing is automation, using AI tools or use cases, and also look at what others has done in the market. And that's the game plan. Wish I could offer more contracts and stuff.
No, you offer, you're offering so much. And I think the audience is going to find this conversation super valuable.
I hope so. Thank you.
Well, Firuze, on that note, this has been such a great conversation, but we are at time. Where can our listeners connect with you and learn more about GrowFi marketing and connect with you professionally as well?
Yeah, well, thank you for this opportunity. So if they can go check out growifymarketing.com, or I am on LinkedIn with Firuze as Firuze Gökçe. They can find me on LinkedIn. I'm not using Twitter that much, but these are the areas, the channels that they can find me.
Great. Well, again, thank you so much for joining us and sharing your expertise today. For our listeners, if you found this discussion to be valuable, don't forget to subscribe to the Unmissed podcast and leave us a review. And if you're looking to sharpen your digital strategy, check out unmissed.com's free website audit tool. It's quick and easy to use to uncover opportunities and stay ahead in the fast-paced, changing marketing world. And don't forget to check out grow5marketing.com as well and connect with Firuze on LinkedIn too. This has been the Unmissed podcast, and I'll see you all next time. Thank you again.